Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner reminding you on our way to this conversation with Kane Mayfield that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ Baltimore's credit union is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. And in the studio, Kane Mayfield back.
This show is also brought to you by sandwiches. I just want to make sure.
We just had a conversation about sandwiches.
Delicious sandwiches.
Which is why you're moving to
Florida.
You're
not eating sandwiches. I'm so disappointed in you.
But my wife had the conversation this morning about, I said, baby, you know, my pants are fitting. What's going on? Did you shrink them? She said, I don't shrink them. She said, I started eating bread and pasta. I said, okay.
Well, I just finished my 100 days. So
of
no
what?
Smoking, no drinking, no meat, and 1,200 calories a day.
That's good.
So I'm so svelte.
First thought, man, when I saw you, is Kane Svelte Mayfield.
Well, that's what they called me down at the strip club. I appreciate that. It's more of an honorary title. Wait. They've been calling me that for the years.
So why are you moving to Florida?
Well, it's a positive thing. Like, you know, my album got some good attention, and
I love it. It's on my phone.
Thank you. And that means a lot. And opportunities have presented themselves, and, you know, I'm going to go flush them out and chase them down like the dog I am and make everybody proud. I mean, like, there comes a certain time. Like, I've always said Baltimore is the best breeding ground for art because—
Where's the butt?
There is no butt. It's just the best breeding ground for art.
What do you mean by that? Why do you say that?
Because it's real. I don't care about your art until you make me care. The fans that I have, I wasn't gifted them. No one willed them to me. I didn't find them on the bus. I earned every one of them. You have to earn everything, and you have to work hard for it and be cognizant of this and be cognizant of that, and you're going to get pushback, and it helps you learn how to persevere. I wouldn't be the artist that I am without this city.
That's interesting. It really is interesting, given that you were also, your name was called out a bunch in the whole conversation in the last few weeks about the divide between black and white artists and the possibilities of black artists getting as much attention and play as white artists in town. But you were in the midst of all that, right?
I saw it, and I don't necessarily agree with it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's art, man. It's not easy. No one's going to do you a favor. Everything is business, and I think that the biggest advantage that I've always had since the door is that I come from a background of cold, hard business. And cold, hard business doesn't mean I'm going to be a jerk to you because I'm a cold businessman. Because that's, people watch TV and they think that's what business is. It's not. It's not emotional. I'm just emotionless, which means
never a word I would use for you. Is emotionless.
In business?
In business, okay, right.
The decisions, a good example, I've sold mortgages to racists. I'd say his name, but this is the radio. The dude, he lives here too. And he's like, Chris, got to get up out of Essex. Getting a little dark around here, if you know what I mean. And I was like, you know, sir, I know exactly what you mean. Got a couple in here, as a matter of fact. You know why? Because I want that money. I'm going to get paid. And I didn't care. I'll put my feelings aside for money. And I did. In this, like, I'm not getting any shows because I'm black. Not really. Because you're not that good. Maybe.
Oof.
Why don't you ever look at that? Why is that always the? Why is race card first and honest self assessment like fifth? Why you gotta just? Why, maybe you're just not that popular. Have you ever thought of that? Like, if you don't play my song on your radio show, I don't go, Mark Steiner, the racist, you know, racist in me. He's racist. He's so such a racialist. He don't like my songs. Hating on a young brother trying to shine. It's maybe my songs don't fit your show, or maybe my songs aren't that good. Like, maybe my raps aren't the dope, even though I have plenty of them. Like, who cares? Just move on and don't take everything personally. Everyone that pees on you is not your enemy, and everyone that gives you a glass of water ain't your friend. You will learn that on Dateline NBC. You know, them guys got cookies and pizza and all kinds of stuff, but they ain't your friend.
I didn't watch that. I don't watch
You
that.
Never watched Catch a Predator?
I don't watch TV. I'm
it's sorry, a great man. Show, man. You listen, go back and watch Catch a Predator.
You want me to watch that?
I want you to watch it because it's a guy. It was some of them, you favor some of them, so be
what
careful out
say?
There.
What does that mean?
That, listen,
what does
I'm
that
just,
mean?
You look famous is all I'm saying. I was just bringing a pizza. I always have wine coolers in my truck. But no, I saw the debate and I looked at it and I said, if you have fans, and this is the whole purpose of the one-man show this Friday at Metro Gallery. This is the direct answer to that whole argument. We have a show that I book a venue, I fill it with people who like me, and that's that. if you can't find a venue to book in this city, I think you've been trying to get it for free. That's the only thing. You can get a venue, just pay for it. I pay for it. Why don't you have to pay for it?
So this thing Friday night, so I guess people are saying that, well, like saying is this, I'm going to get back to your work, but I think people are saying this because of who owns and runs venues, who allows people in, who gets promoted, who doesn't get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what people are.
Yeah, but people are moneyist before they're racist. So if you have the money to book a venue, okay, let's just say someone turns, I don't want that kind of crowd here. Okay, not the case for everybody, though. If you're telling me you can't do a show, like you can't, like you've been stopped, then rent a VFW. Do your show there. There's nothing that can stop art. That's just a fact. It's an unstoppable force. You can't stop art. Not in a city. You can maybe stop art out in like Footloose Town where you can keep people from dancing. But you can't stop art in a major city. It's not possible. You can do street performance before they really shut you down. So all you have to do is figure out how many people will come see you. Find a box that holds that many people. Or here's a secret. Less than that many people. Because you never want to put your tablespoon into a cup. You want to put your tablespoon into a teaspoon. See, give you some knowledge darts here before I leave. And you book the venue and you charge a reasonable price to get in and you entertain those people. The last time we did it, I was scared out of my mind. I didn't think anyone was coming. But to my knowledge so far, I'm one of the only people who's successfully pulled off a one-man show. There's no openers, no features.
The only person?
For rap.
Here in the city, you're saying?
That I know of. In recent memory. I'm going to add a lot of asterisks
to that. I couldn't disagree or agree with you, so I don't know.
Because I haven't been here for long enough for someone's going to pop up in your callers. Let me tell you something.
319-8888.
Oh, don't do it to me. And listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Don't correct me. I like to be wrong sometimes. MC Funky Toes came out in 1988. One-man show. It was for 3 hours. Yeah, please don't correct me because I need this right now. Okay, don't make. I haven't slept a lot in the last couple of days. It's been
Why is that?
Well, it's a lot, man. Putting on a show is rigorous, man. You got to wrangle your sponsors. By the way, the show will have free sandwiches, courtesy of Ravage Deli. Ravage Deli was on the Travel Channel, one of the best delis here. And I'm fat. You can trust my sandwich knowledge. This is good stuff I'm giving you here.
Where is it in Baltimore, Ravage
Deli? Yeah, of course.
Where?
It's Perry Hall.
Perry Hall.
Yeah, it's up there. What's up there?
Up there.
Yeah, by my house. That's where I live.
You live up there.
I live by White Marsh.
Next to the racist you sold the house to.
Exactly. Okay. Well, no, mine's nicer than his. But that's not the point. The point is that he gave me his money, and God bless that gentleman. Cupcake K, who's interesting, she used to be a rapper in Baltimore, and now she makes cupcakes. And she makes, like, gourmet cupcakes for Raekwon and Eric Sermon and all these famous people. And she does them for my show as well. And they have my logo on them, and they're very nice, and they're delicious. And they used to have whiskey in them, but the venue doesn't like that. The venue equated that to brownies with reefer in them. So
why? They sell booze at this place?
Listen, the logic escapes me as well. But
they sell liquor at this place?
They do sell liquor at that place. But you can't fight City Hall, Mark. You see, like, good example there. They're not letting me have my whiskey cupcakes. Racist. Racializing my pastries. Like, no, it's their rules, and it's not my venue. So I just go, okay, I won't put booze in the cupcakes. I'll just have a booze sponsor come, like Flying Dog is doing something. And
I like Flying Dog.
I love Flying Dog.
No, I love Flying Dog.
Listen, we're going to talk more about Flying Dog because this is all just one big product placement for me. So listen.
Well, I discovered the best IPA in the world. Don't sell it in Maryland.
What? What's that?
Flower Power.
I have not had Flower Power. If that's what I think it is, it's delicious.
It's from Ithaca Brewing.
Really?
Yes.
Now, have you had Sweetwater?
I have.
Do you like Sweetwater?
I do.
I enjoy Sweetwater.
But it's not as good as
this. By the way, Sweetwater, holla at me, man. I'm for sale. Like, get with a young brother trying to shine. Don't be racist.
So why are you leaving Baltimore, man?
I have to. It's a good opportunity.
You just said it was a great place for an artist. Why are you leaving Baltimore?
It's a great place for an artist. It makes an artist. And now I got to take all the stuff that I learned here and take it into the world and make everybody proud.
So what is it about Florida?
That's where the opportunity is. And ink's not dry, so I can't all the way... like I want to.
So you're negotiating a deal with somebody.
And it's good. It's for a lot. So I'm happy.
What part of Florida?
I'll be around the Daytona Beach area living because I can live there for free. And I'll probably be bouncing back and forth between Tampa, Orlando, Miami, that whole area. But I'll be up and around. I'll be back. I'm not leaving forever. I'm just moving where I live. Here's the fun part about me moving, right? Doesn't matter, Mark. Here's why it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where I live. I live the last place you saw me at. If that's Georgia, that's where I live. I live in whatever the last venue you saw me perform.
So the notion of home is not that important.
Not for an artist, it isn't. Can't be. We're homeless. We belong to everyone. You can't live anywhere. If you have a hometown, you have the places that you like. I love Baltimore. You know what else I love? Flagler Beach.
What is it?
A beach in Florida that no one goes to because it's like a private beach almost. And like there was a
ocean or bayside.
It's ocean
or Gulf side. I mean,
it's ocean. And there's a catch a predator thing that happened there, so no one brings their kids. So it's just a big
catch
empty beach.
Predator?
Yeah, there's like a child touchers.
Oh,
so you don't bring your kids to the child toucher beach. No one does. You're just a bad parent if you do that. So it's an empty beach, and I sit there. I bring a big blanket and a cooler of Red Stripe. And I turn off my phone and I stare at the ocean.
Well, that's
where the hell's my phone?
That's a good summertime beer.
I don't know my phone. That's weird. Yeah, so that's good.
It's disconcerting not having a phone.
It is.
It is very disconcerting.
So the thing is, it doesn't matter where you live because you belong to everybody. And even though people don't think I live here now, you know, people think I live in New York or
something. Not at all. You don't live here.
I do. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
We don't hang out enough. We can't now. You don't need sandwiches. I'm off my 100
days. I'm not saying that I'm never going to eat a sandwich.
You going to eat a sandwich today?
I might eat a sandwich.
I'll order some Ravage right now.
Well, what kind of sandwiches they make?
Ravage Deli is the best deli because it's all fat imagination. So, like, they have a Kobe beef burger, right?
Kobe beef burger.
But instead of a bun, it's two grilled cheeses.
Two grilled cheeses?
Two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Bread. Oh, but it is a sandwich.
It is. Two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Right.
Instead of a bun.
Oh, I got you. Right.
And then the nice sautéed onions, right, with the whole Thousand Island situation. Then he got this other sandwich, which is like bacon-wrapped meatloaf. Like, what?
Bacon-wrapped
exactly. Meatloaf. What is that? That's amazing.
They ain't got no fish, no chicken. No.
Yeah, they got all that. The last time we did the show, we had barbecue chicken sandwiches in the Mob Town, which is like all the delicious Italian meats. And then we had like a vegetarian situation for whatever.
You do love to eat.
Well, everything that I didn't like about rap show, I fixed it. So you go to a rap show, it never starts early. It always demands to like consume your evening. Like, why can't I do something after this? So my show starts, the doors open at 8. Show starts around 9:30. I rock for about an hour. After that, we have DJ spinning music, people dancing, having fun. Get you out of there tight 11:45. Have a good night. You know, go where you want, but we'll still be here partying. You know,
but your show stops at 11:45?
No, well, my show is over. I'm done performing probably around 10:30, maybe 11 at the latest. I'm done. It's a one-man show. It's just me. There's no one else.
So it's comedy and your rap.
Well, sometimes you get a heckler. Like last time I was fortunate enough to get a heckler, and I got a chance to show him that I do have the chops of a stand-up comedian because I fried him right where he was standing. That was fun. I love it. I honestly love it when people yell out because I have like fanciful dreams of being a stand-up. But I'm not like stand-up funny. I'm just like make fun of you funny.
You're just funny.
I'm an insult comic if anything else. So I was just like, come on, I don't go down to your job and knock the boop out of your mom's mouth and tell her how to do her job, do I? Because you do that with your mom, and then just the crowd just turns. I'm like, yeah. You're gonna watch the show or be the show? So I'm gonna watch the show. All right, then, just making sure, buddy. Let me know because I'm here all week. So this the time. There's never anything to eat at rap shows. Eating at a rap show is like eating at a strip club. Like you can eat those wings, but you don't want to. You've got stuff in it. You don't want to know what's in those wings. So there's good food to eat, and not like. Oh, this is okay, a little finger food. No, this is food, good food that you can eat and then pour alcohol in your face and not feel like you're going to throw up. So, and then, like, it's like 90 acts. I hate when it's 90 acts.
90 acts.
Yeah, when it's like...
Right.
There's, you know, I got the banana clip horizons and the dirt cocaine squad and the trap battalion, and it's too many of them. It's just way too many.
You just want to do it's you.
It's just, I remember the last show like that I went to was like 7 dudes on stage. All of them had mics. They were screaming into them. They had no shirts on. And they kept giving me like orders, like put your hands up, put them over here, do this, say this. Like, hey man, you're the one performing. I don't need to, I'm not here to do your bidding. Like I paid money to get in here. Why don't you sing for me for a change? Sing your silly song about cocaine so I can listen to it and not believe you. And there's no women. Like, you go to a show and it's just like sausage. Like, I don't want to, if I wanted to hang out with a bunch of dudes, I'd go visit my cousin in jail. Like, I don't want to see that. They're not.
So what's going to happen on as a
Friday? There's going to be a bunch of women there.
Just women? You don't allow men to come in?
Well, I mean, I do like a 2-to-1 ratio. I try to keep it even. You know?
How do you do that?
I just go, hey, you got to wait outside, sir. No, I'm kidding. Everybody can come in. Everybody come in. But the Friday, Metro Gallery, it's on Charles Street. It's the parking garage right next door. Doors open at 8. You know, there's music spinning. Sandwiches served promptly at 8. Cupcakes promptly at 8.
So Charles and what?
That is right when you, it's a block away from Penn Station.
Okay.
So right when you get across the bridge.
Right.
There it is in the corner.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right across from that theater or movie theater, whatever that is.
The Charles Theater.
Yes. See?
Oh, exactly where you are.
Yeah. It's getting gentrified over there.
Yeah, it is getting gentrified over there.
It is. I saw a girl walking a Pomeranian. I was like, whoa.
Those aren't dogs.
No, it's not. It's a rat with a hippie wig. It's a rat. It's a rat with a hippie wig. So I'm going to.
I shouldn't say that. We now have this little teeny dog. I don't know what it does, but.
What is it? Is it an alarm clock? Or?
No, it's pug-like, and it smells bad.
Oh, okay.
But she's sweet.
Is this a euphemism?
No,
Mark,
no, no, no.
This
no,
is
no.
weird.
Hell no.
If it is.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Let's get something straight. Get out of my studio.
I'm just hanging out with you, man. This is the most fun ever.
This is.
Hey, your assistant called me fat. He was like, are you going to eat all the
fat?
He's like, you're going to eat all the sandwiches?
No, not
this guy with the glorious beard. This guy has a luscious beard. This guy is fine. That guy who can't grow a beard.
You know what? Patchy
and chemo-y.
He called you fat?
Oh, yeah. He's like, you're going to eat all the sandwiches? It's not my fault. Listen, if you get there late, I have no sympathy for you for not getting a sandwich. And I also have no sympathy.
Don't forget, he has the mic. He can cut this off at any minute or jump in himself.
Your Rogaine face situation.
Hey, he has beard. What are you talking about?
His beard's like a pappus.
So... Save me a sandwich. That's what he said. He said, save him a sandwich.
Is that what he said? Mm-hmm. Save you a sandwich?
A sandwich.
I don't do things like that.
Come on, save the man a sandwich.
I'm dating somebody. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, what has got to do with saving him a sandwich?
Well, I don't save her a sandwich.
Yeah, but he's controlling your mic.
Yeah, but she's controlling a lot more than that. So that's, she doesn't get a sandwich and neither does he. It's a lot of fun, man. The one man aspect of it means I get to do whatever I want. And I get to add stuff and take stuff away and just have fun. The most important thing about it is it's fun, man. I'm going to miss here because I love it here.
Right.
I'm not leave. Like, when people leave, they always leave angry. Oh, I'm getting out. I'm blowing this pop stand. I leave remorsefully. I love it here. I've been coming to Baltimore since the 90s, so for the summers.
You grew up in New York.
Yeah, I grew up in New York, but I came here for the summers. And they don't have snowballs there. I mean, they do.
Not the same, though.
No, it's not the same. It's way better here.
Yeah.
It's snowballs, and I can't eat the crab, but I'm assuming it's delicious.
Coddy cakes.
Can you say that on the radio?
Cod.
Whatever.
Cod cakes. Coddies. Between two saltine crackers with mustard. Coddies.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, no good, Kane.
What? You said, don't curse, and I haven't.
You haven't. You were really good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but I don't have to curse to be inappropriate.
Because then you're going
to
owe Marcelo Shepard $50,000 if you curse.
That's right. And I think, but he got the money. I'm telling you. The guy's rich.
So before we have to go to our next segment here for the city paper, so when are you leaving Baltimore?
Right after the show.
Really?
Show's Friday. I leave Saturday.
Well, I'll be out of town. I'm sorry I won't be here.
Here's what I'll tell you. I'll be back. I know everyone thinks I'm dying. And like, I put a post this morning. It was like, this is the end.
You don't look like you're dying.
No, well, I look glorious. And my beard is so luscious and like luxurious right now.
That's just what I was thinking.
Because I know. Because I'm a handsome man. You can't help yourself. That's why you're going to be on that show. And the guy's going to tell you to sit down and don't eat the cookies. But I'm coming back. There's no way I'm going to go that long and not come back. It's like I'm not going away for years. Like someone's like, you going to jail?
Well, if you come back, then you need to come here so we can spend more time just hanging out on the air.
That's right. And then you're going to have some sweet waters ready for me. And I'll have some flying dogs.
I'll bring you a flower power.
Listen, I do that like 3 times a year, honestly. My tolerance is way too low.
For what?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the beer, man.
Oh, whatever. Does it have that in it? Because it would be kind of a misnomer
if
it doesn't.
No, that's just the name of the beer.
Oh, all right, well. What a letdown.
Kate Mayfield's in the house. You can see Kate Mayfield this Friday night at the Metro Gallery.
Twerking it low.
1700 North Charles Street. Doors open at 8, show at 9. More information, visit themetrogallery.net. And his last show for a while in Baltimore, he'll be back. And he says as soon as the show's over, he's in the car heading for Florida.
Tickets are $10.
You can't say that on the public radio.
I can't do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, tickets are money. And
you can say that.
Yeah, tickets are money. And did he hit a dump button on $10? That's terrible. So tickets are money. And but I don't do pre-sale. It's more at the door. I don't do that.
So just show up.
Just show up.
I wish we were going to be here. It would be a lot of fun to be in the audience because we'd have fun going back and forth. But I got to get City Paper on the air here. Can you wait?
Hey, I'll have a thing running in them sometime this week.
Well, you can say something if you keep it nice.
Oh, well, listen. Shout out to the City Paper. You know, shout out to Baltimore Sun, who's also running something on me. Shout out to you, Mark Steiner, and your Flower Power. And what are they? What are those cakes called? What are they?
What cakes?
What are the ones?
If you grew up in Baltimore, you ate Cotties. Bought them at the corner store. People in New York don't know anything.
I just like the way it sounds. It's inappropriate.
It's a Cottie. We got to take a break and come right back with the City Paper. Don't go away. But catch Kane Mayfield Friday night.